The recent success of online movements, Me Too and Time's Up, both designed to raise awareness and bring justice to victims of sexual abuse from individuals in positions of power, has encouraged companies and organizations to improve their actions when dealing with harassment. However, experts say much still needs to be done to combat abuse on other platforms, particularly online. Joining us now to discuss the issue is Dr. Jennifer Beckett, lecturer in media and communications at the University of Melbourne. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the dangers faced by women when interacting with an audience through social media?
Well, a lot of the dangers actually come from simply being a woman online. So you can get an overwhelming response with things like death threats of rape. There are also instances where those online threats actually start to manifest in the real world. So, for example, some journalists have had experiences where they have been sent photographs of themselves with their children with threatening messages attached to them.
And what are the key factors that contribute to so much hate being generated online?
Well, some of the key factors are things like social disinhibition. So that means that when we're online, as opposed to when we're speaking to people face-to-face, we actually feel like it's okay to say threatening and awful things to them that we wouldn't actually do in the real world. It's a lot easier to do that.
Now, this is obviously pretty horrifying for the individuals that it happens to. Now, who's responsible for moderating the response on social media platforms?
Well, there are a range of different people who are responsible. So it depends on kind of the area that you're looking at. So if you're looking at the big platforms like Facebook and Twitter and things like that, they're actually responsible for moderating their own content. And most of what they do is what's called commercial content management. So that actually means when they check for things like child pornography going up on the site, and they overwhelmingly, though, rely on their users to tell them when somebody has put something offensive up on the site. And then they make a decision based on their codes of conduct, which are quite opaque, particularly Facebook's, as people would have seen last year, and not necessarily responsive to cultural and social differences around the world about whether that content should be taken down. Now, they use a mixture of things to do that. They use automated software in some instances, but they still use human moderators. If you're talking about a comment section, say, on a news site, so for the Guardian's comments, for example, they actually use human moderators a lot to do that. So they have their own in-house team of moderators as well.
Are these moderators effective?
Well, it depends on the tools of moderation that they have. So if you're moderating something like Facebook, you're really bound by the tools that Facebook gives you, which aren't very good at all. And on Facebook, you can only do what's called post moderation, which means somebody gets to post it before you get to take it down, which means that things can get missed or you can't get to them fast enough. That's the case on most social media. On something like Twitter, you cannot moderate Twitter at all. You have to rely totally on Twitter to do that moderation. If you're talking about something like The Guardian, they have a pre-moderation system where you post and they decide whether or not your post meets their community code of conduct.
We're speaking with Dr. Jennifer Beckett from University of Melbourne about what needs to be done to combat online abuse through social media and other online forms. Now, given the somewhat impotent ways of moderating these things, particularly on these larger social media platforms, is more being done by companies to sort of curb this online abuse before it happens?
No, absolutely not. Facebook's response to abuse of women online is actually often to send them a no action required notice. And one of the things that we've been noticing is that often when women then repost the content that they have been sent, I'm thinking about things that have happened to people like Clementine Ford, they repost the content that they're sent and then they are actually banned and blocked from Facebook for posting offensive content. So it's a very strange mechanism. The other thing that they really haven't got their head around is the way in which the platforms themselves actually reproduce social constructions of power. So, for example, if you've got a platform that's been designed almost wholly by a certain group of people in society, then they don't necessarily see how that is reproduced and harmful for other members of society that don't have the same levels of power that they've traditionally had. So that's hugely problematic. It's problematic across the entire tech world.
Now, are there any resources you would recommend for women if they are experiencing online abuse, other than these ones that you've mentioned of using, of reporting to Facebook?
Well, one of the greatest things that people can do is to block and report, obviously, and mute people who are sending them messages. What I would suggest, however, is, and this is a horrible thing to have to say, is to take a screenshot of the abusive message that you have and stick it into a folder, because over time, if it's the same person doing things, you can actually create a pattern of behaviour. The other thing that you really need to do is to be aware that Section 47414 of the Australian Commonwealth Criminal Code Act of 1995 actually states very clearly that using a carrier service to menace, carrier service in this case would be the internet, to menace, harass or cause offence or even to make a threat is actually already covered under our criminal code. So you can actually go to the police, and you should go to the police and report to them what's been happening to you. Or you can go to ACON, which is the Australian Cybercrimes Unit, and make a complaint through them.
Well, Dr. Beckett, we really appreciate you speaking with us this morning, and hopefully that advice helps some people, because it really is much too rampant on these online forums.
I agree, totally. Thank you very much for having me on.
No, we appreciate you speaking with us. Dr. Jennifer Beckett, the lecturer in media and communications at the University of Melbourne, discussing the rising need to address online abuse following successful hashtag movements, MeToo and Time's Up. You can read more on the issue at our article, co-authored by Professor of Cyber Psychology, Monica Woody, at theconversation.com/au.